All this week, we're featuring reports from NPR's Noah Adams as he travels by boat on the Gulf's intracoastal waterway. He's heading for New Orleans, checking on rebuilding efforts after Katrina. Today, he takes us ashore on West Ship Island.
The sand here is fine white quartz. The Gulf Island National Seashore offers sparkling beaches and views of the Mississippi Sound on one side, the Gulf of Mexico on the other. But always remember, Ranger Merrick Moody says, on these barrier islands, you're 10 miles off the mainland, and in waters wide open to weather.
It's a very dangerous body of water at times, very dangerous. Hmm. And even the summer around storms, if you have a squall coming in, this can be deadly.
Until 1969, there was just one ship island. Hurricane Camille cut a passageway, making two islands, west and east. On August 26th of this year, Hurricane Katrina was on its way up the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, yeah, Saturday was beautiful. And we had tourists on the island, visitors, enjoying their day. We secured the island, we circled around, made sure nobody was left. We loaded the ferry, and we departed. A black cloud was in the distance south.
On West Ship Island, there's a handsome brick fort. It's been restored from the Civil War days. The massive wooden doors were torn away by the storm.
Two doors here, of course, got knocked in. Solid wood. This was a parade ground. Beautiful green grass in here. Right after the storm, we had at least 4 or 5 feet worth of debris in here. Pilings that are used to mark the intracoastal waterway or in the inside of the fort. I assume that water was splashing over the south side of the fort, and a lot of this debris came in that way.
Well, that's 25 feet high.
Or 27.
The alligators are gone. The raccoons are missing. The sand dunes are flattened. The dock and part of the walkway to the beach need rebuilding. Merrick Moody lived on West Ship Island.
We're standing where your front porch would have been?
This would be the front porch, right here.
Right here?
Right here.
And all you have left are a few pilings and a bunch of sand.
It's amazing to think about it. What could pick up a washing machine and dryer, a refrigerator, and an oven and just make it disappear?
So Merrick Moody now lives in a FEMA trailer on shore. He comes back to check on things and help with reconstruction. He said the island had several thousand visitors every Sunday in the nice months. Years ago, Walter Anderson, a Mississippi Coast artist and writer, would often spend weeks on nearby Horn Island. He went through Hurricane Betsy in 1965, keeping a journal, and he wrote, "One of the loveliest things I know is to have a flock of white herons materialize suddenly against an ominously dark sky." Islands could be thought of as living things, and these islands are moving, pushed by the currents steadily to the west. Their environment is wind and water.
You know what? The ocean is a wilderness environment. It really is. That is a wilderness environment. If you go out there, you know, you're not in man's turf.
Ranger Merrick Moody of the Gulf Islands National Seashore on West Ship Island. Tomorrow, entering the city of New Orleans by boat. Noah Adams, NPR News, on the Gulf Intracoastal Waterway.